It ain't gonna be you.
We gave out our Grandmother of the Week award already.
One's our limit on
snippets. Why did you do that?
Well, because
why couldn't
out-of-town grandparents expect to have
full center stage
rule of the house while they're there? See, Mike, you've never experienced this either.
Yes, I have. Many times.
They can all just get along. Can't we all just get along?
I mean, were her parents from out of town?
The other grandma.
No, they're not from out of town, but they're around all the time.
No, we're talking about out of town grandparents.
Like,
coming
one visit
in,
a year.
Coming in for, four or five days.
Four
out
days a
coincide.
Year. Yeah. They get 4 days
so
a year.
So you told your mother to stay away.
Yeah.
Well, mother-in-law had this planned since January to be here
Why
today.
Why should that rain down on your mother? I mean, can't
well, my mother
just
called
one big, happy, groovy bunch all at the same time?
That's right. And I think that, but I know it would
wifey doesn't
thwart my wife and mother-in-law's four-day visit. That they have all this stuff planned. And
so you just have to go along with this.
Well,
huh?
And my mom called last Thursday saying, hey, I'll be there next Wednesday. And
Your mom's kind of an on-the-fly gal, isn't she?
She is. She's a flower child.
You like that, don't you, Mike?
It has a certain allure, yeah.
And she's a lawyer, Mike.
You dropped a bomb that she's a lawyer, and I didn't know that. More me.
She's like,
come on.
What did you say about me? Did you say more me, too?
Public defender.
Oh, if you're
going
to say more him, I hope you want more me.
What's her success
rate? She work pro bono?
What's her success rate?
I don't even know what she does. I know she's a lawyer.
Does she work pro bono?
In the back of the weekly newspaper under cannabis problems.
Ambulance chaser.
Is she the Texas Hammer?
Yeah, she has like a. She's kind of like Bob Odenkirk in Breaking Bad.
She's the Cleveland.
She's Go Call Saul.
Yeah. She's exactly like that.
I love his office.
She's the Cleveland Steamer.
Don't you turn the music down on that.
That is genius, man.
I applaud that.
That is genius.
Genius, huh?
What does that mean?
I would say so. Where's Ty? Let's ask him.
What's not?
What's
Ty? Ask me what?
Nothing. Turn your mic off.
I'm sorry. Let's
well, anyway.
Yes, I am horny.
I feel very bad about it because I am the bad guy here. But if my mom never called, I wouldn't be. I'd be the good guy. But I'm the bad
That's
guy.
A good point.
So
we're having internet problems.
I told her 361 other days. Pick any one of them. I'll fly you here. I'll pay for it.
You're having internet problems, and we're all worried about this.
I'm just letting everyone else know that works here.
So no MrShowbiz.com today?
Maybe not. Unless I can somehow scam off the WFAA grid.
We might as well sign off then.
Why don't you call your good friend, baseball player Pete Delkus?
Did he play baseball?
He might be warming up right now. Isn't this his off-day throwing session?
Yeah, I think he's going to pitch at the great game.
Today is Wednesday, April 14th, the 104th day of the year.
I have two shout-outs, Dan. One birthday, one shout-out.
There are 261 days left in 2010.
One birthday that...
Let him get into the segment, okay?
Don't yell at me.
Yeah, do you want to do the other stuff we usually do and then
go ahead,
shout-out?
Dan. Do it the way you normally do it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
All right, here's the way we normally do it. Mike, on this day in 1865, President Abraham Lincoln was assassinated by John Wilkes Booth during a performance of Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington.
Now, did you guys interrupt Diamond Talk for that?
Did you have to rely on your instincts that day as a broadcaster?
Yes, we did.
Weren't you staffing a Red Leggings game that day?
No, actually, I was covering the event and...
35-33.
Our first question was, other than that, Mrs. Lincoln, how'd you like the play?
Shock jock.
You are a shock jock.
What is it with presidential
assassination
man?
Joke series down
you got
pat?
All
I love it.
Now let's do a live spot for molasses.
Molasses.
Yep.
Need a good leeching?
Tomorrow we're going to work in the William McKinley series.
I'm Mike Reiner for the filament. Mike?
For wood teeth.
On this day in
wood teeth.
1910, Mike,
Custom made.
President William Howard Taft became the first chief executive to throw the first pitch at a baseball game. Mm-hmm. The ceremonial first pitch, I should say. Mm-hmm. As the Senators opened their season with a 3-0 victory over the Philadelphia Athletics. Did you think that this was no place for politicians to get... I mean, what was your take that day?
Well, my take was that I wasn't around that day, so I really didn't have it.
Now, didn't he,
you would call it,
we learned about
stand up and stretch
stage
during the seventh inning?
We learned
that. And that's
that.
Why he, that's why they call it the stretch.
Well, that's what they've told me, Donovan. Obviously, you're far more wired into this than me, so...
We're going to stand up in the middle of the seventh, and one Hiawatha, two Hiawatha...
It's a one-day thing, Grego, and it'll never happen again. Taft is fat.
Yeah, that's right.
Crying out loud, he got stuck in a bathtub.
That was the brother's favorite president, right? Like the fifth favorite president?
Mm-hmm. Mike, on this day in 1912, the British liner RMS Titanic collided with an iceberg in the North Atlantic and began sinking.
Oh, so it was iceberg right ahead, huh?
Iceberg right ahead.
And you say, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure playing with you tonight.
Here's American
One
Girl.
One more petty song. One more before we go.
Yeah, did you put guys... Titanic in today's open because of this? Mm-hmm.
I had no idea.
Really?
Did
swear
you guys
to God.
Put Zombie Zoo, play that one more time as everyone was scattering?
The ship is going down.
As the ship was going down, that's what we were rolling. We were rolling a little Zombie Zoo.
This entire segment has been directed at you.
Mike, on this day in 1939...
Oh, no, wait a minute. There was another big thing that happened on this day.
And now, that?
Mike was there.
Big things that Mike have seen through time.
Fenway Open?
I'm not done.
Fenway Open today.
Fire?
Oh, Fenway?
Fire. The wheel.
Mike Reiner for fire.
Did you bitch about these newfangled stadiums all being about just the money and the luxury suites?
I can't wait to go crank up my car.
Ooh, the fall of Mesopotamia today.
Hello? Went too far.
That was too far, Bob. On this day in 1939, the John Steinbeck novel The Grapes of Wrath was first published, and I heard you talking about this a while back. And
pretty much as good a novel as you'll ever read.
Wondered how you felt on this day. Were you in the line?
Me?
Signing?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't around for that either. And honestly, I've never read the book, so I can't say much about it one way or the other.
You ever had to read that in school?
Steinbeck, I guess we got our wires crossed.
No, never had to read it in school.
Did you ever read of Mice and Men?
Nope.
So you're not very Steinbeckian, are you?
On the tablet.
Nick, are you back there?
Are
you understanding that it's more me? You
and
hear me?
On this...
Way too much him.
Did you guys have to read from the Rosetta Stone?
Wait, I thought that was a woman who taught you how to speak another language.
Let me translate.
Google the Rosetta Stone.
On this day in 1996, Corby.
Yes.
It was the greatest collapse in Masters history.
As Greg Norman blew a 6-stroke lead going into Sunday.
Oh, my.
The first major that I was locked in for the entire weekend. All right, what do I sweep in? What? Sweep in at the end. And
sweep in?
Watch the end of if, like, Daly was leading, but the 96 Masters.
Daly.
So on the Bob timeline, that's an important Masters.
It is.
Okay.
Now, Corby has a shout-out and a
Jerk
birthday.
Face.
Well, let's not bury the lead that Nick Faldo won his third major, or third Masters.
Just do your shout-out.
Right, I am a big jerk face.
Sixth major. shout-out, Mike, to Max, who I found out Newberg earlier walking the dogs as he was on top of a telephone pole that he is a listener and an employee of Time Warner.
He's like, hey, Corby!
Yeah.
Hey, it's Corby!
Hey, it's Corby!
How much you need?
You said Showtime, right?
You want Playboy? Spice
for
free.
Does your wife mind Spice?
You going a quarter or a half?
Okay. So, Max,
and?
How are you? And a happy birthday to my mom.
Oh,
very nice.
Yes, photo? Oh.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, she's not going to get that drop plate if she didn't send in a photo.
What does she want to hear?
by Claudette.
What's your favorite drop?
Mike reading the Tiger Sex.
Yeah, I'm sure she's real thrilled with that one.
Yeah. Actually, it was yesterday.
Is she proud of you?
I took her to lunch today, so I'm just claiming it as today.
Did you forget yesterday?
No.
Dude, you forgot your mom's birthday?
No, I didn't.
Sure.
She had plans yesterday, so I surprised her today with...
What kind of plans? Yeah, what does she have?
You know.
Yeah. Angry pirate.
You think your dad woke her up in that special way, Corby?
A little retreat.
I hope so.
You hope so?
I really hope so.
Well, happy birthday, Mrs. Corby.
Yeah, I like to sexualize my parents.
All right, dear Dan Mike Corby, today is the birthday of Heather Lopez. She is a longtime listener, friend of Groob's, and object of Mike's waning libido.
What?
I know. Yes.
You know
Yes.
Wink. Let's see. Her cousin made out with Groob's.
What?
I totally remember that.
Station. What? Yeah, I remember her.
Hello.
Can you wish her a Feliz Cumpleaños, and I request Mike singing YMCA followed by the Mexican fart song to remind Heather of her native El Paso. From Greg. Heather Lopez.
She's also a good photographer, too.
Listen.
You can go, I said, young man. Wait the short on the dough. I said, stay there. Then in the new fire.
That's just awesome. You win.
Thank you.
Dear,
at Lee Harvey's last week, too.
Oh, no.
WTDS, please wish my buddy Eric Blumenfeld a happy birthday today.
Made up name.
Blumenfeld! Like Craig Rosengarten, he is Jewish, so he would like to hear the infamous bird dong conversation for his birthday. Although there were no pictures sent here.
Bird dong?
You're out of luck, I'm afraid.
Hey, Strong Goods, it is my 29th.
We don't get to hear bird dong?
My birthday request is for Claudette to speak to me through song.
Song?
Danny Texas Land and Cattle song.
What? Oh, okay, song.
No.
Why not?
He sent a picture of him and his woman. So,
Come on.
Now, he is a black guy with a white woman, Donovan.
Oh, I'm jealous. Oh, yeah. This is my man right here.
You are not allowed to send pictures of yourself.
Yeah.
You're just your woman.
And their heads are touching, so we can't cut them out.
So next year, try it again, and we'll send you...
Slightly, or...
We'll let you play your drops.
Happy birthday.
Today is my friend Jordan's birthday. Day one, P1.
Stop. Tommy's up.
Damn. Who has lived in Dallas his whole life, has been surrounded by beautiful women that entire time.
Really?
Jim Tomey.
Just the other day, he and I were debating whether or not David Kunkel has enjoyed his work as Dallas police chief. If you have any drops that might clear that up for him, I'd appreciate it. Now, he sent a picture of the What's Happening TV show crew.
Odd decision.
Oh, no, wait. The cast of Good Times. I'm sorry.
Oh, look. They all look the same, don't they?
Yeah, what, Raj?
Yeah, Snake's mom, you proud of that, huh?
No, I'm telling Dan. Dan's just like, it's Sanford's son, sorry.
No,
oh, wait a minute.
It's different strokes.
No, that's my mama.
Yeah, that's it.
What are you going to do?
No, it's 227.
You know, Cosby Show.
It's 227.
No, it's Tyler Perry's House of Pain.
And co-worker Bo Kranz.
Bernie Mac Show.
Kranz.
Oh, no.
All right.
I have a birthday, Dan.
Oh, it's Martin.
All right, here's Mike.
Today is the birthday of Vicky Dennis.
Whoa. Tricky Vicky? The one you used to tell us about that had that funny thing down there?
Nope.
Oh. What?
It is also the birthday of Firestarter John.
Wow.
How about that?
Firestarter John. Kobe, didn't you give him that name?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, my God.
Because he constantly looked like that he had arson on his mind.
He did. I'm sure he still does.
And he... took to introducing himself as Firestarter.
Oh, that was his object. Taking it and run with it.
Yeah.
One of the many ticket personalities that is given a name by Mike and try to have it legally changed. Or was it
Corbin's daughter? Yeah. Man, that's...
it was like a knighthood to him.
That's so suspect.
Yeah,
it's like Sir Nick Faldo.
Got that tattoo across from shoulder to shoulder on the back.
Let me get this straight, Mr. Stern.
Goth letters.
You want to legally change your name to Sterminator?
No. Looks like the rear window of a pickup.
You heard me right.
Gothic letters.
Greg Maddux is 44.
Who?
Greg Maddux.
That is a good.
Marvin Miller, 93. If alive.
Marvin.
Does he have half an arm or a baby arm?
David Justice is 44.
He used to be married to Halle Berry.
Mike, do you think Greg Maddux would have succeeded in the American League?
Pete Rose is 69.
Oh, that's
Greg
a Phillies
Maddux
great.
Would have succeeded about anywhere.
How old's his sister?
I don't know. DH rule.
They were inseparable. From the time Pete was
really thrown him.
Hang on, Mike.
He was out in the backyard playing ball.
Marvin Miller's still
when
alive.
We'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table. We all had dinner together, and he could have hit three grand slam home runs, but they had dwelled on what he didn't do right.
Jeez.
And it was always keep hustling.
Who do we have to read that?
Wow.
How would she sound?
Didn't you?
Like, first thing
oh,
in the morning.
Oh, because I sounded like her.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
How long before she rolls over, gets that old-timey
when
package
you were gone,
that
I
you
had
used to put cigarettes in, cracks it open.
They call that a 10.
They were inseparable. From the time Pete was a year old, he was
not
out
even close
playing ball. When they'd come home and we'd be at the dinner table, we all had dinner together, and he could have hit three grand slam home runs, but Dad dwelled on what he didn't do right. And it was always keep hustling.
You're sick, or that's just normal when you wake up, voice.
That was after ticket stock, remember?
Oh, okay. Normal when you wake up, voice, when the musers woke you up at the compound. It wasn't that far from that.
With the joke?
Yeah.
The pedophile joke?
Me and Corby had been partying the night before, though.
That's true. We had.
God. Greg Zahn is 39.
Wow. And just released in the GTFBA, Dan, if you're interested.
Well, do the Generals need him?
Not really. We're pretty loaded there with Jason Kendall.
Brad Garrett is 50.
Well, you're in great shape with him.
Tom?
Brad Garrett.
See, that's what's going to do this team in.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, 33.
Hot.
Anthony Michael Hall, 42.
Greatness.
Hot.
Loretta Lynn, 75.
Mike.
Hot lips.
What?
Do you know who
Loretta
John...
Lynn is hot lips?
I don't know.
That's Loretta Swift.
John Bell is 47.
What? Wait a minute.
John
Everybody,
Bell
stop the music.
Widespread panic.
Whoa, it's Mikey's birthday.
No, it's John Bell, the lead singer.
Happy birthday,
Mikey. Was the lead singer.
Mikey's dead, first off.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
Moment of silence.
You know what? Everyone's just calm down. I know that we're all a little excited here, but let's do have a brief moment of silence for the great JB.
Well, he's not dead, is he?
It's his birthday.
What are you doing, Mike?
Shut up.
But...
Paul in, what?
Damn it, George.
Let's take a call.
Now, here are your spare birthdays.
Go! Everybody go! Go,
a national moment of silence. I'm by that.
I'm sure everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
It's a fart bore.
All widespread return music today.
Don't we have a fan text to read or something? Spares, Brad Ausmus, 41.
Believe we need to go to the text toy to find that, don't we?
Astro.
How about this? Wrapping up a Hall of Fame career, Steve Avery is 40.
Aves.
Yeah.
The anus.
Aves.
New York Rangers.
When was his last year in Major League Baseball?
98.
Wow. No kidding.
Is that right?
Wasn't like 02 or so?
Did he last that long?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe he did.
Exactly.
We might have crossed signals here.
We might have.
Stan Humphreys, 45, in the running from as Sparrow's starting quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And Dumbface.
And quarterback, the only Super Bowl I ever actually saw.
That was over after the first drive.
First drive, you mean first two plays?
Was the second play that Jerry Rice touchdown? Good God.
Antonio.
I just sat there and watched Chris Berman all the Freeman. All day.
Antonio Werewolves of London is 39.
Speaking of Berman.
Ooh, one of my childhood influences.
Packer great.
Shake and Bacon Mark Macon is 41 today.
Temple. Yes. Temple. Along with Merkin? Tim Perry.
Used to hear about their 5 a.m. practices under Coach John Chaney. Just what a nut
Whose
he was.
Whose ass did he want to whoop? John Chaney's?
Calipari's, I think. When it was UMass and Temple going at it.
Whoop your ass.
Well, he had some saggy eyes.
Is there any college basketball coach out there who is not an a-hole?
Wow.
Is there not a college basketball coach? Billy Tubbs.
No, I said out there that's not an a-hole.
Billy Tubbs. Not an a-hole.
Meg Mellon, Dan, is 47.
Former U.S. Women's Open champion right here in Fort Worth at Colonial.
Did you do a weekly show
with her? Mellon.
Wasn't she naked in magazines?
Meg Mellon.
Meg Mellon. She weighed about 800 pounds.
Why do you have that drop?
It's Robot Grego.
Meg Mellon.
What is it?
Meg Mellon.
And Carlos Perez is 39.
Not at the table.
Is that one of
the... Not at the table, Carlos.
Perez Brothers.
When's that movie going to be on DirecTV?
Not soon enough.
Hippolito.
Is it on DVD yet?
Hells yeah, it is.
Do you own it?
I have.
Yes.
Is that the dumbest question I've ever asked?
Yes.
Like, were you camping out the night before? At Best Buy or wherever?
Yep.
I don't understand the point of owning movies.
Mark.
Wow.
Weird.
That's a weird statement.
That's a weird thing to brag about.
Especially from Movie Buzz, man.
Yeah. Jeez,
Seems
dude.
Seems like you'd have them all.
Yeah.
Meh.
Meh.
Born on this day, now dead.
Movies. Meh.
Wow.
Do I have none? It's got
to
be one.
We're going to have to find a new E-News correspondent.
Let me back that up with TV. Meh. Transportation.
Meh.
Where do we fall on tunage these days?
Meh. Music in general.
Rod Steiger was born on this day, now dead.
Rod Steiger?
On this day, still dead.
Food. Meh.
Food? We have Ellen Corby.
Miss Ellie.
Corby.
Or wait. Is that right?
Hot lips.
Corby?
Miss Ellie?
Yeah. Hot lips.
Dan?
Grandma Walton.
Yeah, well, I knew it was Walton or Ewing, one of those.
Yeah, one of the one of them.
Sluts.
Oh.
Wow, dude. Geez.
So did the Waltons the take too long to say goodnight?
It's the snake.
And also dead on this day, still dead, Burl Ives.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman was a Frosty Snowman too.
And Don Ho. Do some Don Ho.
Tiny Bubbles.
All right, it's all Burl Ives returning.
Tiny Bubbles.
And George Frederick Handel. Do him.
Who?
Handel of the Messiah.
Do it as Claudette, though.
Sing Hallelujah. The Hallelujah chorus.
In D minor, though.
All right, Tyler.
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Internet problems. Internet.
Burl Ives.
Oh, and Mike. You know who Pete Farndon is? Died on this
and the
day.
The Pretenders.
Poor Poppy.
Oh, yes.
Please join us in silence as we remember those innocent Americans lost in this unconscionable, cowardly act of terrorism on our nation.
Paul in
KTCK, Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK, Sherman Dennis, KTDK, Sanger.
Coming up tonight.